Now, the rest of the story. David Lott is an Abilene, Texas oil field worker, so work these days is not as regular as it used to be. And during a layoff, autumn 1987, Dave met some friends at a local bar, and it got to be late. Dave said goodbye to them about midnight, got in his car, and headed for his brother's house. Dave had driven to his brother's house many, many times before. He knew precisely where he was going. At least he thought he did. But tonight, suddenly Dave looked up and found himself on a strange street, in a strange neighborhood, a neighborhood he had never visited. He squinted to read the street sign. It said, Treadaway Boulevard. Butternut was the street he should have been on. Butternut was the street he was certain he had been on. But the sign said Treadaway. The effects of a couple of beers, he wondered? Surely not. Dave felt stone-cold sober. Especially now. For all at once, the street itself was alive with a crawling mist. No, by George. It was not a mist, it was smoke. Dave followed its serpentine trail for about two blocks, and there was its source, a small white frame house. An entirely unfamiliar house, apparently on fire. Dave yanked the steering wheel, pulled his car to the strange curb on the strange street, and exploded from the driver's door. Overcome by an inexplicable feeling of dread, Dave stood there frozen for a timeless second, watching the smoke streaming silently from a front window. There was nobody around. Nobody, just Dave. On that strange street and that lonely-looking house he had never before laid eyes on was on fire. And as that house exhaled its twisting rope of ghostly gray smoke, Dave realized at once, surely someone was inside. He ran to the front door, banged on the door, and again, no answer. He pulled on the knob, it was open, but the screen door was latched behind it. Dave forced open the latch, then ran into the living room. And through the murky gloom, he could make out a figure lying motionless on the couch. Dave reached for the shape and shook it. Wake up, he shouted. Wake up, the house is on fire. But the person on the couch was unconscious. So Dave took hold of him and somehow managed to get him to the door and then out onto the lawn, into the fresh air, where the man slowly came awake. And where he and Dave, astonished, tearful, embraced. Dave Lott had lost touch with his itinerant father, had lost touch for some time. Until suddenly they were reunited one night in a burning building that Dave had never seen on a street he had never traveled. Some say Dave Lott just got lost last October. A coincidence, they call it. Dave says when he left that bar that midnight, wherever he headed his car, his destination was the Twilight Zone. Anyway, now you know the rest of the story.